Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Hallelujah. Amen. Give me a little volume. Lift up your hands. It's okay. Lift up your hands and let's pray. Father, we thank you so much. Caleb, gently. Father, we thank you so much. We pray, oh God, that let the preaching of your word profit us this morning. We ask for divine direction. We pray for wisdom and understanding to help us. In Jesus' name, may your blood cover us. And Lord, may we have profit in listening to your word. Bible says the entrance of your word giveth light and it gives understanding. We ask for that understanding this morning. Give us a divine understanding. Give us supernatural understanding. Open our brains, open our minds, and help us to understand your word. Make our hearts a fertile soil. The soil that when the seed fell on it, it germinated into 100 fold, into 30 and 60 fold. We pray for that heart. We don't ask for a stony heart. We are not asking for a wayside heart. We are also not asking for a thorny heart. But all we are asking for is a fertile soil heart. Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Caleb, play something for me gently because I'll be preaching for a while. Please sit down. I need something to motivate me. Amen. Oh, your amen is very weak. I said amen. Caleb, you have iPad. 2024 is your year. You have started on a good note. Look at how Louisa is looking at you. Lisa, you are still using Bible, paper Bible. Huh? You are using paper Bible. You don't have Bible at all. So, Louis, this heaven that... where's your phone? Bring it out. Your phone to church. Fire burn you. In a professional way. Amen. All right. So, I'll be preaching for a short time. And then... to those of you, how many of you were in church last week? Last week, you were in church. Okay. Amen. All right. So, Ima, come and take this one. Quickly, come and take this microphone. Change the battery from the other one into this one and bring this one back to me. Those one. There. So, where's Romeo? He's in Obuasi. When he comes, he must see me. Obuasi, that's where the gold is. When he comes, please. Somebody should advise him to see me. He should pass my house before he goes to his house. Because sometimes when he gets to his house before he comes to my house, his mind will change. Okay. But I'm happy to see all of you once again. I have a couple of announcements that I would like to give before we start preaching so that I don't forget. I'm waiting for you. That's why I'm talking plenty as if I don't have aim. Hey, this media people, they have power. Kata is making me stand. They have power more than the pastor. These media people. They can quench your microphone, cry. You can't say anything. But God is here. So, assemble. So the first announcement is that on Saturday, coming Saturday. Okay, please, you are not the one preaching. Bring my microphone. Nobody asks you to do chill. Hurry up, hurry up. You don't come to church early. Look at your shoe. I see somebody who works at AE. It doesn't look like it's working. Okay. So, what did I say? I said on Saturday. Come Saturday will be what date? 27th. All right. So, on that Saturday, we are having a service here on Saturday at 4 p.m. Okay. The name of the service is called From the Lips of Children. I don't know why you are not clapping. I have to tell you to clap before you clap. No problem. Now, it is a service that we shall have every once in the month. Okay? And it's a council service. So, all the councils under this cathedral, they are all coming. Okay? All the councils are coming. So, it's here. We are having it in this auditorium. It's open to everybody from I Church up to Y Church. And this hall can take just like 200 people. So if you don't come early, you'll be outside. You'll be outside. I think on Friday, some people went to First Love. Benin is in town. They went to First Love. They didn't go early. They went late. The late was even 8 o'clock. When they got there, they said the room is full. They should go back home. So I think that's what I'll be doing now. When you come and the place is full, you go back to the house. Okay. So that's the first announcement. Now, our dancing stars are going to minister. Our choir is also going to minister. The Akuma dancing stars will minister. And then their choir also minister. So when we close, nobody should tell you to do rehearsals. You should know the right thing to do. Okay. It's at 4 p.m. 4. By 4, you would have finished cooking for your husband. To those of you who are married. Anita, you would have finished cooking for your husband. Or Florence, your husband has eaten by that time. Comfort, your husband, what does he eat on Saturdays? Eh? He eats kenke. Kenke, they have to buy it. You don't have to cook kenke in the house. Florence, what does your husband eat on Saturdays? Fufu. Hey, NSSL started by 11 a.m. So that you finish early. But on the most actual dancing stars are ministry. So please, let's come early. Let's come very early. It's a time of prayer. It's a time of worship. It's a time of communion and an anointing service. Do you understand what I'm saying? Prayer. We are going to pray. All right? We are going to listen to it. We are going to have worship. From the lips of children. You dare come and see the first one. And we are going to have it once every month. Once. So this is the January edition. Don't miss it. Alright. It's going to be nice. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be exciting. Alright. So those of you who are on WhatsApp, we'll be sharing the flyers with you. Alright. I hope you are fasting. How many of you have done the fast? Or you are doing the fast? The week. Shelly. No, I didn't ask of Winfrey. I said, did you do the fast? How many? 5/7. Winfrey, how many? 4. Hey, Philly? 5. You, how many? 0. So, okay, the whole week you were eating. What is one you? Were you eating or you were fasting? You are eating. Anita, I don't want to say what you told me. Anita told me something and my heart got broken. I was home. She texted me. I said, were you fasting? She said she fasted the previous day. But the day I texted her, her friend bought her porridge. The friend bought her tea and bread. I told you the day you are fasting, that's the day the demons will be activated. And they bought you tea. Milo. Lipton and milk in it and bread. That's how Satan works, and that's what happened to Esau. You're an idiot. It makes you do bad things. Anyway, so the fasting continues. Our last week is coming week. Okay, everybody should. When you fast, you will not die. I'm telling you, wallahi, you will not die. You will never die. 6 to 6. 6 to... Eugene. Eugene, were you fasting? You did 3. 4. 4/7. Achu. 0. Hey! So this heaven, no? Your name is in the book of life. Louis. Says 0. None. It looks like 9. 0. Harriet, were you fasting? How many? 5. Hey, right now, I can't trust you people. The numbers you are calling, it looks like lotto numbers. I can't trust you people. But anyway, this week you have a chance. Eh? This week, we have a chance. Another chance to fast. Madam, this week, they are gani. It's your week. This week, they are doing 6 to 9. 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Or... you show them pepper. You show the devil pepper that you can fast, but it's because of something. Clap for a clap. Let the devil know that you can make it. Daughter, you can make it. All right, so this week is our final week. And I want everybody, Caleb, fast. Fast. Bishop Sand, fast. Fast. Don't be eating. You are eating so fast. Achu, fast. This week, but last you get nothing change. This week, everybody should fast. And this week, I'll be sending everybody text message to find out whether you are doing the fast or... Dorcas, were you fasting? Yesterday, when I met you, were you fasting? Oh, you are eating. Eating. Amen. So, that's about next week's service from the lips of children. And every one of us, look, I'm saying 4 p.m. sharp, 4. The service is sharp, 4. Crane, opening prayer has started. Latest by 5:59. Crane, we are sharing the grace and we are living here. Yeah. 4 p.m. to 6. 6 per, you are outside. You are driving your car. Come with your cars. Eh? Come with your... Come, you don't believe God can give you. Only Florence is clapping because she believes that God can give a car. And you are coming with your friends. That Saturday, people don't go to church on Saturdays. So on Saturday, please gather your area people and let them follow you. We are all coming. It's a service open to everybody. All right. Now, the next announcement is our council camp. All right, our council camp that we are going. All right, and our letters are ready. How many of you said you need letters? I've written nice letter. The letter, if your mother reads, she'll be convinced. She will pay for you and pay next year on cry this year. She'll be fully convinced. So some people's letters are here. If they share and your name is not there, you come to my office. And just come and knock and tell me that you need letter. And then, so Eugene, the date, it will favor you people. You'll be in school, the date will not favor you. The date will favor Janita people. Because I hear that there was a little bit change in the calendar. GES is worrying pastors. So. GES is worrying us. So there's a little change. So we are going on the 18th and we are coming back on the 20th. 18th to the 20th of April. All right. So we are not going week of April again. But at that time, you'll be writing the exams or you'll be doing something at school. So 18th to K and I, they are going on the 16th to 18th. Okay. And then you go from the 18th to the 20th. Okay. Then, when we are coming on the 20th, it's possible we'll pass Ebere Gardens so that we do something. We'll try and... Or you don't think we should pass Ebere Gardens? We should pass there. We should go and have a little excursion. Some of you don't know Ebere Gardens, but I'll send you the free. The one your school have been saying, pay 100 cedis and go Ebere here, pay 100 cedis. Me, I'll send you the free of charge. You won't pay anything. Okay. So, the camp fee is 150 Ghana cedis. 150 T-shirt, accommodation, food, You can urinate free. You go to washroom free. You bath free. The bath is hot and cold. Everything free. Louis, are you going? The way I do, you have to go. Amen. So I think that's the announcement that I have for us this morning. Okay. So let's continue with what we're learning last week. Okay. Where I reminded you that this year is our year of work. It's our year of what? Work. And since it is our year of work, we are learning about work. What is work? What is work? And last week, I took you through what work was and the importance of work. All right. Now, if you are there as a human being and you don't do anything, gradually you are dying. That's why when people come on retirement in Ghana by law, okay, when you are 60 years, if you work in the public sector, I think even some private firms, they do that. By 60 years, you have to retire. Okay, you have to retire means that you have come back home to sit down. You are just, and statistics have shown that when people come on retirement, between 2 years to 5 years, they die. Because there is no activity. So as they are there, they don't go anywhere. They just wake up, they drink tea. Afternoon, they give them rice. Then they read the newspaper. And then they'll be saying, hey, the country has poor too. They'll be commenting. And even the commentary they are giving, it doesn't go far. Nobody hears them. They're just in their house. And then the people who are a little bit rich, who have built some homes, they sit in their garden. When you build a house, plant a garden, make a garden. Garden is very important. One day you and your husband or you and your wife, you sit in the garden and you'll be drinking fruitelli. It's nice. Clap for Jesus. It's another type of life. Eh? You'll be chewing pork and with fruitelli. It's nice. You are not used to that. A lot of people are not used to. That's why when you see rich people, you say, hey, this body are rich. Oh. Life is short. Life is what? Life is short. So enjoy. Do you understand? Enjoy. Say cheers to life. There's a song like that. Hey, you don't know that song. Say cheers to life. Whether you have money, you don't have money, say cheers to life. Actually, do you understand? When God blesses you and you build a house, plant a garden. Garden where there are flowers, green grass, different type. There's a chair. Then you and your wife. Hey, actually, you marry? No, I'm just asking. Actually, you marry? Will you probably be at the wedding? You'll be there. You'll be there at Achu's wedding. Shelly, why are you laughing? Are you the one that you'll be marrying Achu? Hey, so why are you laughing? It's anything can happen, no? Kadosh, kadosh. Okay. So you plant a garden and then you and your wife one day or you and your husband one day, you sit there. When you see these things, they are not only in movies, so they can happen in real life. Some of you have never seen your father and your mother sitting together before. Father, mother. Hey, your father is at Bubuashi and your mother is at Farm Milk. Two different worlds apart. And you yourself, you are staying with an auntie. So you have never seen father, mother, children. We are sitting down at a table and we are eating before. It has never happened in your life. But your story is changing in Jesus' name. I said your story is changing in Jesus' name. Yeah, in your generation, you will sit down. Father is here. Mother is here. Kobe is here. Genevieve is here. And Ishira is here. Those are the names of your children. And you'll be eating. You eat and you'll be drinking. Some of you don't know how to eat and drink juice. You drink. When they fruit tell you, unless they drink and they add water to the one that the children will drink, then they share for you people. Hey, poverty, shame on poverty. I say shame on poverty. Some of you, in the last 2 years, you have never drank Don Simon. I'm telling you, you have never, Wilfrey, you have never drank Don Simon. The last 2 years.
But God is changing your story in Jesus' name. Yeah. So work, like I said, is very important. Work. Everybody here must have a mind to work. Let me read a scripture to you from Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 4. Open your Bibles to Nehemiah chapter 4. And then also in February, our Swollen Sunday is coming on live and colored. Hey, the people here, you are not... Okay. I said our Swollen Sunday is coming on live. In February. The last Sunday in February. Here is going to be bazaar. Yes, good. There will be an overflow in the J Church. Okay? Yeah. So, preparations are underway. T-shirts are being printed. We are going to share free T-shirts for all the souls we are going to bring here. When we close, we'll have a service on that. Last week, I'm not sure if you noticed that we had a service on that. Nehemiah chapter 4. Nehemiah chapter 4. Verse 1. Let me start from verse 1. He said, "But it came to pass that when the Sambalat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth," like he was angry. When Sambalat heard that the wall was being built, he was angry. He, like, ake emiefu, nibuefu, and took a great indignation and mocked the Jews. Let me read this thing in NLT. Let me read it in NLT. Let me look for the NLT version and read it in it. Sometimes when we read the thing in King James like this, it confuses those of you. Okay, I've seen it. He said, "Sambalat was very angry when he learned that we were rebuilding the wall. He flew into rage and mocked the Jews, saying in front of his friends and the Samaritan army officers, 'What does this bunch of poor, feeble Jews think they are doing? Do they think they can build the wall in a day if they offer enough sacrifices?' Okay, look at these charred stones that they were pulling out of the rubbish and using again." Then verse 3 says that, "Now Tobiah," the one they call Tobiah, the Sambalat and Tobiah, Tobiah, it depends on the school you've gone to, "the Amorite was by him. And he said, 'Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall.'" So you see, anytime you are doing something, anytime you are doing any form of work, there are people who would discourage you. Listen, discouragement is part of life. Put your phones on silence. Konewu is calling you by this time. Your husband says you should come home. Your husband says come home. I'm preaching, you are getting phone call. Discouragement. Do you understand? Anybody who is doing something important, okay, there must be somebody in your life or there must be somebody around who will discourage you. Discouragement is part of life. I remember when I set out to go to university, because when I was growing up, I haven't seen any of my family members go to university. When I actually set out to go to university, a certain man called me, an elderly man. He called me. He said, "Come, sit down." I sat down. He said, "Me, I'm working. I have a school. I'm well-to-do. My children have not gone to university. You cannot go to university." I said, "What?" He said, "When you go to university, you choose stones. Do you know you choose stones? It's like a combe wheel, sir, to the extent that you choose stones." He said it to me literally. But I also told myself that I've never seen anybody chewing stone before. So I will go. Stone, they aren't you. It's possible I'll be hungry, but it's not possible I'll chew stones. Louis, do you understand? Have you seen anybody chewing stone? Like in the evening, the person I've gone to collect 7 stones, I've put it on in a plate with sand. You use the stone, then you chew the stone and drink water. I've not seen sand before. So I didn't even answer him because he was an elderly man. So, like, out of respect, you can't. say certain things. But when he said yes, but I also said in my mind that I've not seen anybody going to choose stone to sleep. So out of Aswande, in quote, I went to the university. I graduated 4 years after, and I came back. Do you understand? Yeah. So there are people who discourage you. You want to do something. Somebody tell this thing that you are doing, it won't work. It won't do. You won't do. I don't think that. Look, a lot of people will talk. There will be so much talking to discourage you. As you serve the Lord, there are people who are standing somewhere who are ready to discourage you. I'm telling you. I am telling you. Some people tell that this God you say you are serving. If you have not heard it, you are yet to hear it. Your classmate, sometimes your classmate, you see that at the latter, recently, we had a service here. And then, when a prophecy came, and when the prophecy came, it was to my classmate. My classmate. We're having a service here, and his name was mentioned. My classmate in SHS. And I said, I know him. Then the prophet gave the prophecy. I called him. I told him. And the thing was just ditto, everything. Years after, he called me and he told me that. When we were in school, and we said we were serving God and we were going to SU, he knew. He was telling me. He said he knew. Or he was thinking that we were faking. Do you know faking? Like we're just pretending. And so he never took any of us serious. Then in his closing remark, he told me that he has seen that I have been at it from secondary school up to now. So he has seen that perhaps you cannot pretend for a very long time. So he's thinking, or he has now believed that no, if I were faking by now, I should have fallen off. So you see, a day is coming. Your classmate, there will be a great difference between yourself and your classmate. If what you are doing is real. If what you are doing is real. So Bible said that the people had, the people, verse 4 is where, no, verse 6 is where my, so built we the wall, no, they built we the wall here, verse 6, in Endel, it said, and at last, the wall was completed to half its original height, around the entire city, for the people had a mind to work. Listen, anything you set your mind to do, anything you set your mind, listen to me, anything you set your mind to do, you will do it. Yeah. You see, sometimes the reason we don't achieve anything is because of laziness. But anything you set your mind to do, if you are sitting down here and you want to become a pilot, it's possible. It's very possible. You want to become a pilot. Most people don't become anything because they don't think they can become it. You say you want to become what in future? Doctor. It's possible. But right now, you are not a doctor. Now, from now to the day they call you doctor, it is full of work. You have to work. Yeah. Last week, I was telling you about a poem that my teacher taught me. That the height that great men reached and kept weren't attained by a sudden flight. You need to work from now. What class are you? Grade 6. What? You are going to SS. Uh-huh. From now to the day they call you doctor, it's full of work. You don't just sleep and wake up the next morning, then they call. You can even write doctor on your book, but you are not. There are people, they call them doctors. They are not. They are herbalists. They are not doctors. If people can mix some neem tree and water, the tabia bitters, then the people say they are doctors. Doctor type. Doctor what? Time. The time bitters. Uh-huh. If you hear the name, you know where the thing's coming from. Time. T-I-M-E. Doctor. If they call you Doctor Time, are you a good doctor? Are you a proper doctor? Doctor Time. What is doctor is that? Yeah. Bible says, for the people had a mind to work. Listen, as you are sitting down here this morning, I want you to have a mind that this year you will do something for God. And last week I was telling you that the year that has been declared as our year of work, we are not saying go and look for a job. We are not saying go, Anita, we are not saying go and look for a job. Stop school and go to KFC. Tell them you want to become a waitress. That's not what we are talking about. We are talking about working for the Lord. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. The night cometh. I must work the works. Listen, listen. It will get to a time of your life. Eh? You can't do anything again for God. Yeah. In quote, God will not need you again. God will not need you again. A certain time of your life is coming. Now, you are at a time of your life where you can do so much for God. Some of you are just wasting opportunities. And like the people who are rebuilding the wall, Bible said that they had a mind. This is what I'm preaching this morning. Have a mind to work. A mind. Philippians says that, let this mind be in you. I'm saying that anything you put your mind to do, you will do it. Yeah. Yesterday, I was standing with some pastors and we're discussing how people get boyfriend. So as we're standing, one of our friends there, he wasn't married. And we're asking why he was not married. We're asking. Then some topic came out and we're talking. And then one of them said that this type of people who go and fornicate, then they will say that it is an accident. Have you heard it before? So it was a mistake. Something led to something, and then I was telling them that, why is it a mistake? Do you know the effort involved in talking to a girl, number one? Let's even start. The effort in seeing a girl, number two. The effort in getting the girl's number. How many of you know that it's not easy to get somebody's contact? Look, Kathy, if you are going home right now, you meet somebody like Trotro made busy, can I have your number? Can you give your number out like that? It's difficult to get people's numbers. So, do you understand? You have seen a girl. Number one, I mean, ability to see that the girl is beautiful. That is a lot of work. Hey, Yima, come and sit here. Foolish man, you are laughing as I'm preaching. You know, when they start talking about this thing, that's where your energy is. Then number two, you have to collect the girl's number. Usually, is it not work to collect girl's number? It's a lot of work. If when we go for visitation, cry and you meet a girl, to even tell her that this is love, it's work. I mean, number one, to even call the girl to come, go back to the media room. When I say come, you have come. If you have come on, look at your hair like corned beef. You didn't comb your hair today. Where is my mantle? Today I'm on fire. Oh no, I'm on fire. This 2024, if I'm coming to church, I'm coming with mantle. Mantle. Jesus. This mantle, when I used to hit you like this, you are passing your exams. It's my prophetic mantle. Anybody who steal this mantle, it will turn into a snake in your room. You can't sleep. You are sleeping, you know, something is walking around your room. It's my mantle. If you find it anywhere, bring it to me. I'm the only one who have some in Ghana. And let's go back to the girl. That is an accident. If you go and sleep with a girl, it's an accident. Then you've collected the girl's number. Then communicating with the girl. A certain type of communication that yield a certain type of result. Oh, Lois, you are in SS. You understand the English. Kathy, you went to Wesley Girls. I'm not speaking correct grammar. A certain type of communication. Hi, baby. But normal boys don't say, hi, baby. Hello. Good morning. Normal people greet good morning. Do you understand? Normal people, we greet good morning. Good morning. How are you? I'm fine. How was your day? But abnormal people, hi, babe. Do you see? So when you see a text, hi, it takes courage It if you are sitting down in this church and you are crashing on me, it will take courage to WhatsApp me and say, "Hi, babe." You like you are texting Reverend, "Hi, babe." No. It takes courage. It takes a lot of work. Or Shelly, you understand what I'm trying to say? You know that Reverend is married, though. This is somebody's husband, but he's just our pastor. Do you understand? But as you come here, it's like, also for no one here, friend. Only thing I'm buying. Maybe I'll be two also for no. It takes carry. It takes a lot of work. Then the communication goes on for a very long time. Now, come and visit me. Where is your house? Capitol Hill. None of you here know my house. You know my house. Now, I have to give this girl direction from Capitol Hill to my house. And you say it's an accident. Capitol Hill, you have to get to Kwashima. Kwashima to Kaswa. Kaswa to Bodwase. At the point, you have to pick moto. Yeah. And you say it's an accident. Just one house we are going to. And then when you even come to the house, why do you tell me it's an accident? It's work, a lot of work. A lot. So those of you here who have boyfriends and girlfriends, it's not accident. Caleb, you don't understand. Why I'm preaching, you are looking on your iPad. Why I'm preaching, you don't understand the preacher I'm preaching. Don't let me show them some picture. No. Should I show a picture? Shomcon 2020. Should I? I have the fact too. Hey, some Sean Combi, some girl who was crashing on Caleb. Eh? Hey, it was not nice at all. Hey, you remember that girl? Caleb, you remember that girl? Uh-huh. I have the picture. Hey, the day I'll die, some of you will be happy. I've died with all the secrets. I have the filler. It's like, if you dare me small, no. I'll show picture. Show picture. Today I'm being gentle because the atmosphere is no good. I'm seeing something around this area. I can see something. Hey, I'm seeing Eugene. I'm seeing Eugene at this area. Let me continue preaching. Brother, the whole service turned to a prophetic service. So what I'm saying is that the people had a mind to work. Listen. If we put our mind, listen to me, let your mind come up. If we decide that we are going to work, we will work. It's because we have not decided. Shelly, you have, how many people are in your class? You are sitting with 14 people from Monday up to Friday. Plus Saturday, let's come out Saturday out. And you cannot speak to one of them to be in church. Something is wrong. It's like your mind hasn't come home to work. How many people are in your class? 65. Our church is full. No, our church is full. If there are 65 people in your class, Florence, how many people are in your class? No. Say it into the microphone. Hey. Florence, how many people are in your class?
138.
Caleb, you have opened your eyes. 138. That is church. Look, our hall is full already. Achu, how many people are in your class? 115. 115. I'll not ask Louisa. No, I'll not ask Louis. Louis, do you want to tell us how many people are in your class? But you are in the hundreds. Yeah. I'm saying that we don't have a mind to work. No, we don't have a mind to work. Cornell, how many people in your class? 25. This type of international schools, they are not a lot. Yeah. International school. Alpha Grace International School, they are not a lot. Last 2 weeks, I was sending my son to school. I got there, they said, the place is full. How many people in the class are 25? It's full. I said, I should take him home. They said, oh, try. I said, collect him. I can't know if you know. I've brought him. Kimbo, I've brought him.
When I was sending him, I bought some shoe before him. The shoe, it has light. He likes the shoe. It's the shoe that made him go to the school. If he's walking, anytime you see that he's walking, he's doing like this. He thinks that he's still wearing the same shoe. Light, when he do like this, then the light, red light, he's happy, rough. So he went. Yeah.
I'm saying that we don't have a mind to work. 100 and something. And look, out of this 100 and something, a lot of them do not go to church. I'm telling you. Anybody who doesn't have a pastor, the person doesn't go to church. Yeah. And I'm saying that, look. Did we tell you that one of our girls passed on the Christmas day? Lydia. She was your classmate. You are in the same class with her. The same class. Yeah. When that thing happened, I was in the service when they called me. Yeah, they called me because they have to call the pastor. Yesterday, Wendy called. She went there and said, she has gone to join First Lab. She said, I'll call my pastor. Anybody who doesn't have a pastor, listen to me. Anybody who doesn't have a pastor, if there's a problem, you are wondering who your pastor is to call, then you don't have a pastor. It also predisposes that that person doesn't go to church. You have a class teacher. You are not confused who your class teacher is. Are you confused who your headmaster is? No. If you have doubt as to who your pastor is, it means that you don't go to church. Now, all this 28 and 29, Mumfam Free Hoko, international school people, you spoil the school system. All these numbers, a lot of the people in the class, they don't go to church. If you dare me, we can close the service right now and go to the area. You see a lot of young people your age who are just walking aimlessly, collecting air under this Harmattan sun. Yeah. And I'm saying that for us to do well, all right, for us to fill every empty chair, I don't want to pretend I don't have empty chairs in my church. I do. For us to fill every empty chair in our church, all right, it requires a mind. For the people had a mind to work. This year, have a mind to do something. Have a mind that I am doing something. I want to rise up. I want to rise up to work.
Yeah. Oh, I'm overworking myself. I'm talking too much. I should close so that you go and eat kinky. No, I'm preaching. Characteristics of work. Now coming to preach my preaching. It's 12 o'clock, 12:30. Don't worry. Hey, what's happening? Yuji, what's happening? All right. If you have put something up, it's okay. Leave it. Characteristics of work. Number one, work has working hours. I say work has what? Working hours. That's why you go to school. What time do you report at school? You report at school at 6. Hey, 8. When do you go for assembly? 8. No. Lessons start at 8. First lesson start at 7. It's 8. It's 7. 7:30, first lesson. Wow. All right. 8 o'clock. Anyway, you go to different schools, that's why. So I work. My work start at 8. And I close at 3. 8 to 3. Some people do 8 to 5. Some people do 8. I know some people do 8 to 2. 8 to. Everybody has what we call working hours. Now, for us here, our working hours are Saturdays and Sundays.
if we say we are going to work for God, look at me. Lift up your eyes and look at me. If we say we are Kela, if we say we are, how many people do you have in your class? 9. Are you serious? Your class, you are 9. Hey. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And they track, cut, sink, 6. 14. 14 is who? Wheat. Wheat is what? Nef is 9. 9. Mikel Ananaya Jackson, 9 people are in your class. Hey. So if 2 people don't come, what happens? Well, the classroom is not big. But plenty people have stopped the school. They've gone to IBC. Hey. JHS 3. 9. Is it JHS 3A? A, B, C, or is just JHS 3? 2 classes. In your class, you are 9. The other class, there. Plus you, 10. The other class is 9, so 19. Boy. It's an international school. I said it. International school, the numbers are not a lot. because it's an international school, people cannot pay. You say your school fees is 3,000 what? 3,522 and coins, point something. That amount, it can pay Florence school fees for Form 1, Form 2, Form 3, and you can even send her to SS1. Or your school fees, how much? You don't pay fees. I said it. So if you are using your money for printing fee, you can say, oh, baby, your school no crap on our cabin. 3,000 every term. Why, what do you pour it? What do you eat? This food that we all eat, that's the one they serve you people to. Rice. Is it perfume rice or two Jimmy? Hey! Hey, we like our Saito. We those that went to Saito. We come to, I went to Saito. My school was LA. Yours is MA. My own was LA. Our day, you see our Sunday basket. Basket with some bowl, B. Inside rice and egg. And then we arrange the chairs like this. Then we write on the board, today is our day. Then we tear the paper and then we make some circle and then we draw Mickey Mouse. When we come, Fanta. Do we still have Fanta? Fanta and Coke, you put it on the table like this. Then say, we come and test everybody's food. That's how witchcraft started. This testing everybody's food, that's how witchcraft started spreading in the world. The Pope brings sex, geisha, soap, toilet roll, omo, hey, you know that thing. Crate of egg. So I'll be happy. It's okay. Don't spoil my preaching. What kind was I saying? I came here. We all have classmates. And if we are going to be serious with our working hours, you see, when you come to church, don't be in hurry to leave. I'll tell you. You see, those of you that you rush and you go home, you don't go and do anything to. When you rush and you go home, you don't do anything. Or some of you, if you are here, your parents have been calling, they should come home. When they go home, they don't do anything. The parents just want to look at their children's faces. And my mother is calling me. My mother is some of the mothers when they start to call you, and it's not easy. As if as you are coming to church, you have brought the key, the toilet key, you have brought it, and she wants to poo poo and she's waiting for you to come before she poo poo. Hey! You let her blow over your children small. There is what we call working hours. On Saturdays, listen, let us go out. Let us talk to our friends about Jesus. Don't be ashamed. I'm saying that, do not be ashamed. Yeah. Those boys who tell people they love you, and they are not ashamed. They just come. Charlie, me peo. I mean, they just say the thing. Eh? Yeah, that's how they say it. Charlie, me peo. Me peo is saying. I mean, it's like they are still standing for response. It's like, it's not like, oh, I'm going to check. Let me see my pair. What's it then? As you are going, hey, order. I mean, it's like the guy, you know, he's not ashamed of what he's saying. He's not, all he's doing. And I'm not saying he's going, oh, order. Let me see my pair. What's it then? I don't know. I'm a fan guy. Tell me what be eh, sweetie, what's it then? And the guy is following you. He's following you. When he meets you the last time, China no say my car and what's it? It's like he has brought the topic back again for discussion. But you that you are walking, you are even ashamed of the one who created you, created heaven, and created hell. You are ashamed to talk about Jesus. You are ashamed. That is why you have 100-something people in your class. And as we speak, you have not convinced 7 people from your class to bring them here. You cannot. Florence, if you cannot convince 7 of your classmates here, there's a problem. For the people had a mind. Don't know. The people who follow girls, they have a mind. Hey! You don't know. I say you, look, everything is planned. Every step is calculated. The people who follow, and if you see a girl, I don't want to give you a story, otherwise, the story is beyond my last service. The story I'm about to say is beyond my last service. I can't say it here. Or you don't understand what I'm trying to say. There is a mind. There is a way of thinking. Yeah. Shelly, you cannot convince 3 people in your class to be here. There's a problem. When I was getting married, you were part of my bridesmaid. I convinced 20 groomsmen to follow me. They sold their own suit. You are saying, wow. I convinced you to be part of my flower boys, page boys. You was part of my page boys. You and who? You, Henry. Hey, you have the squad, though. You, Henry, Mr. Who? Papa Kofi? Prince? Hey, my prince, he was part. Yeah. And I convinced 7 of them. Kelamu, flower girls. See, Kela, Chochopian. The picture is there. I'm saying to people, you, Kela. You killer, that when I'm talking to you, you are peppering me. You see, I have your pictures. Yeah, small. Janita was part of my flower girls. And my wife convinced 20 girls. The whole brother team, we were about 60 something. One bad word, they don't cry. Be warrior jam. Yeah. Yeah. I convinced important people to come, and they came. Came for my wedding. When you are getting married, you will see, you'll be able to convince people. You like your sometimes when I go for engagement and I see the people sitting down there. Recently, I went for a set. I was going to officiate some engagement. When I went, they say a certain chief has come. I say, it's your honey. He has left his palace. That these 2 people have convinced him. He has left his palace to come and sit in the sun here. That he's coming to see engagement. When he came, he didn't even talk. When they were asking the people to mention their name, because he's a chief, somebody mentioned his name. Hey, the chief, they chopped the post. Oh. So if they call you Nana, please chop the post. Oh. Chop the Nana ship. When I got there, they asked me, but you're not a reverend now. I said, I'm a reverend now. Because me who fear fear be. We share for no more bad plus myself. Yeah. People can convince people. Your auntie who stays at Tepa, you can convince that auntie to come to South Home for engagement. He will be here. I convinced my aunties to travel from my hometown. They came. Even when I was doing naming ceremony for Fanwell, I convinced them. They came midnight, came for naming ceremony. You are here. You are here. You cannot convince 3 boys. You cannot call 3 boys. Hey, mon brother, I'm young. Sorry. It's because you have not tried it. Achu, you say you cannot call, or you are waiting for Swollen Sunday to convince them. Listen, there is what we call working hours. Let us maximize our working hours. Let's make use of the working hours we have.
You see, on Monday when you go to school, nobody will come and call you that go and win souls. Even me, I can't come to your school to come and call you to come and win souls. Monday, I know pa. Let me say, mobile sink corner, you call your bar center. If those are my wicked pastor, Monday morning, mobile sink call bar center. No. It is Saturdays and Sunday. So when you come to church, don't be, when you come to church, come with your lunch. Be here for a long time. Be in church. Be in the presence of the Lord for a long time. Jesus was in the temple for days. Night. Sleep. Bible says he was asking the scribes questions. When you come, you see, the people who get drunk, if you see an alcoholic, don't greet him. If you see a drunk man, don't greet him. He will ask you questions about your ancestors. How are you? How is your mother? How is your... Except when the man knows, you ask you useless questions, and you waste your time. The people who get drunk, they don't taste the appetition. They don't... Then they say they are drunk. No! They drink bottles and gallons. That's the one that will make you go like that. Then you chalk. Then you start seeing certain things and start talking. If you test... Those people who get drunk, even at the point when they drink pure water, the thing, the alcohol activates. And Opa, he has not drunk, but because he has just drank ice water, the chemical reaction has activated in his in the system. So he's drunk. He's a drunker than when he drink pure water crowd. He's a full-time alcoholic. Yeah. You come to church, you close no, you are in hurry to go. Your grandmother say, come and eat fufu. What? Yeah, they say your grandmother say you should come and visit her. Your grandmother say come and visit her. Take a picture of yourself and send to her. Let her see how you are looking and talk to her on phone. You are in hurry to go. You are in hurry to go. You go, when you go home to, you don't go and do anything. Working hours. Sundays are our working hours. For the people, look, I can't go to work on the Monday. If I go to work on Monday, when I'm about to work, I say, man, in Philly, then I pack my things and come home. Hey! Is that how we work? They'll sack you. No, they'll sack you. I told you a story about a guy who came to my house. I wanted him to do something for me. I said, oh. Let's do a garden here. Let's plant a tree here. Then when I finished explaining the concept to the guy, he said, hey, you want to change your house to America? I said, out. You have a bad mind. My house, I want to change to America. He said, you want to stay in the bush, like a bushman. Don't know how to plant trees, garden. Don't know how to plant grass, flowers. He said, I'm changing the whole place into America. I said, go out. I called another one. When he came, I also finished his place. He said, hey, do you understand? You want to make here like a palace, chief's palace. I said, you two out. Foolish man. How is that you are the Manchester? Then I called another one. He there. When I called him, he has sense. I explained everything. He came to work. As I've explained, he said, when are we starting? I said, now we started work. He didn't comment. If he had commented that you want to make here into Asamwajan's house, I say, out. Because such a person doesn't have a proper way of thinking. Working hours. Sundays are our working hours. How many children are you teaching how to play the drum? How many children are you teaching how to play the drum? Zero. There's nobody you are teaching to play the drum. When we come to church and we close, no, you're on your way out. That your mother say, come and stir the okra stew. Some of you are saying, hey, Reverend is angry. I'm not angry. 2024, this is how I'm preaching. And I have a mind to preach. Let me use my mantle to wipe my face. When I wipe my face, then I get new energy. Yeah. Number two. Second characteristic of work. Number two. Work consumes large amount of time. Everybody say work. Say work consumes large amount of time. Yeah. Like I told you, I work from 8. When I work at 8, I don't report to work at 8. I report to work before 8. Sometimes I report to work by 6:44, 6:45. When I'm late at 7, I'm at work. And I start work at 8. When I get to work that 6:35, 6:45, I drink tea to cool down. Drink tea. Learn how to drink tea. Winfrey, learn how to drink tea. It don't say tea doesn't satisfy people. You don't drink tea to get satisfied. It's like you are telling that you are drinking champagne to get satisfied. No. You drink tea. Green tea. It's not every tea you put in sugar. Some of your tea cup, it's like a polytank. So if you visit me and you come again, the tea cup I'll give you. When you drink the tea once, I had him in my small tea cup. Putting on the sauce and no bread. It's not everything we eat with bread. In Aye, they don't have bread. They don't have akono tea bread. It's not everything you use. It's not everything you use akono tea bread to eat. Hey! Tea bread, akono. Hey, who can brought that name? Akono tea bread. Hey, it consumes. So when I go to work, when I start work at 8, and I close at 3, okay, that is almost all the days, the time I'm spending at work. Yeah, that's why when you grow up and you are working, you don't create confusion at workplace. You don't fight at workplace because you spend a lot of your time at your workplace. So when you fight with the people at your workplace, you will never be happy at your workplace. Yeah. When you come to church, don't quarrel with people. Because we'll be here the whole day. If you are quarreling with her, you'll be seeing her. Rehearsals, you'll be in the same group. Something, in the same committee, you'll be happy. My office mate, we've never quarreled before. We don't also intend to quarrel. If we go to work tomorrow morning and this chair, he says the chair is white, I agree. You understand? I will not argue with him that it's yellow. If he, in his eyes, he's saying this is white, I say, you are seeing well, it's white. We move on. We move. Some of you argument. No. You see, the color could be, this is a primary color. This is a primary color. And a primary color, there are colors that when you mix two of them, you get a secondary color. So yellow is a primary color. You see, because you didn't do visual art. You are coming to explain visual art. Ubenyansen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It consumes a large amount of time. Some of you cannot do one thing for a very long time. You are tired. Small thing, you are tired. But I pray that we will spend time. You see, when you are working for God, then God also requires your time. God requires your time. We are going for a camp. We are going to be there the whole. I am going to be preaching at the two camps. I'll be there for the whole week. The whole week. Listen. If it is for God, then put your energy in it. God will reward you. Because even when you work for earthly men, they pay you. Earthly people, they pay you. Yeah. Last week, I told you that I was expecting that they will pay me. They paid me. When I saw the amount, I smiled. I said, me pa minye. We should share. We should share. Are you sure God is happy with the statement you have made? Yeah. When I saw the amount, I smiled.
There are people, when they see their amount, they frown. It depends on where you work. If you work for God and God pays you, you will smile. Yeah. And some of you, the payment God will give you is excellence in your exams. Like you just, some of you, the pay God will pay, you'll be there and somebody will call that, oh, I have this iPhone, do you like? I have this iPad, do you like? I have this laptop, do you like? Yeah. That's the pay. It consumes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time when you are working for God also. Just as it takes a lot of time when you are working in the corporate world. Yeah. For you, you don't work, but you spend a lot of time at school. What time do you go to school? 6:30. You go to school. What time do you get to school? Let's use the English language. What time do you get to school? 6:20. 6:20 means that you leave home before 6:20. It also means that you wake up before 6:20. Some of you wake up at 4. Well, if you can get to school 6:20, and then you can come to church at 11:45. Look at that. Yeah. What time do you close? 3:00. It's a lot of time. What time do you close? 5:00. What time do you get to school? 5:05. Eddie, are you a pilot? 5:05. You leave home 5:00. Or you get to school at 5:00. If there's light off, what do you do? Because 5:00, you know, it's still dark. 5 a.m. And you leave school 5 p.m. Mean that they pay me, I don't leave work at 5 p.m. But it's a mystery. So when you come to church and we say be here up to 4 p.m., we are not asking for too much. Why is it that when it is for God, you don't want to, Louis, when we close, no, Otilo Bobo. To your hometown. From today, I'll be watching all of you. We close, no. You got no time. That's how the Abrochi people did. I got no time. I've got no time. I don't know that. And they come to Ghana, we speak. They say they don't understand our English. I got no time. Pastor Benny has come to Ghana. You say when he was preaching, I have to be attentive before I can hear what he's saying. Hey, I should know also. I say, am I the only one who is suffering, or there are people also who are sitting there who don't also hear what he's saying? So that when I hear, when he say I'll be following, then something, then I lose concentration. Then I say, Papa, you want to mean kasa boko boko? Say, at least I can hear something. Lord, when he's talking, you can hear. You there, you don't. Hey, sometimes actually, there, if you see, you hear anything. You not hear anything. That English is another level. They all the time. You say, the way they talk, I say, into America, ukwa. I dare no ukwa. I will be called square and they'll change the language for you. Or, hey, my guy, be who went 3 weeks old. Hey, your friend, Mina, Messi, Brofu, Akwe, King. Let me say, be a young country. Why? I see, three young country. Let me say, 3 weeks. You are saying, three. You are friend of three. Hey, it consumes time. So, instead of 3 weeks, 3 weeks. So, after I see three, I would say, the real fine casa. Let me say, three. Hey, 1 year. Obekase has never heard that this language. Hey, Ghana for. It's only God. Number 3. Work uses energy and money. Energy and what? Money. Your energy and your money. God requires your energy. Eugene, God requires your energy. Work. Work. When I go to work and I finish working, I am tired. I get tired. Any work, anything you do that I don't get tired, it's not work. There are things you do also which is not work, but they make you tired. You can sleep and you'll be tired. You sleep. Sleep. Just say, sleep and you stretch, you wake up. And that those type of tired. And when you wake up, you are angry with everybody in the house. Nobody has said anything to you. But you are angry with everybody. You think that somebody is the cause of your discomfort. You are frowned. And sometimes you are praying that somebody should come and say something. Then you get angry and say something. Nobody to say anything. It requires time, energy, and a lot of money. When you are giving offerings, you see. Where's your offering bag? Who said they don't have offering bags? So how did you take your first offering? If that's how they want you to behave here, then no problem. It requires money. Most of you say that you don't give. All of you don't give tithe. You don't give tithe. Including those who are working here, you don't give tithe. You don't pay tithe. You don't pay tithe. If you see anybody you love, and you don't do show, you should know that you are not the only guy, Eugene. You are not the only guy. There are some other guys who are also seeing the same girl. Don't do show. No, I'm saying don't do show. And be there, be sending message. Now I love you from the bottom of my heart. Your heart, no bottom, heifer. No, you have to look. Hey, yesterday I was La Paz, when I got La Paz, everywhere was red. I'm saying, you know, say, it's Christmas. Now Valentine. Hey, they've started. Hey, you have to buy your chocolate down. Hey. Now I say, ufahana, chocolate, king's bite, ufaha, teddy bed, ufaha, ribbons, balloons. Now I say, drink, rani, paka, ye, drink, why we are saying. Who discovered Africa? Who discovered Ghana? Who discovered Soto? Hey! Now the way you get to La Paz is like they are almost always sharing the chocolate. You bite. Hey, you guys, if you are not lucky, you are working with a girl. Hey! What boy, can you buy? You the way the guys who do that thing, you have to buy. Hey. Now Ohima want to me on Toby Ma Ohima. The way they even talk cry. Now Ohima on pay chocolate. Master so dear. Oh, me pay. Now, for the one said Jack, and the second son, fill now your calculation. It requires time, it requires energy, and it requires money. Those of you that you are here, that you have a boyfriend, said they've been sending you Momo. Woman, I'm sending Momo. Then they've been doing show. Ah, it's a show. You are laughing as if you don't understand what I'm saying. They don't do you show. They don't Christmas, nobody brought anything. Hey, Christmas, nobody brought anything. Yeah. No, you have to do show. The same way you have to do God show. A lot of, as we speak, and people are somewhere, people are praying everywhere, and God have to listen to all of them. The one that had to do God show. So, if somebody do you show, you see that, Your mind day for the person. My heart day for you. It's heart day for you or my mind. My mind day for you. Yeah. You think I don't know these things? I know that we are in Ghana. You think you are the only people who are in Ghana? I'm also in Ghana. My mind day for you is Jackie. I know the people. I know the people who lie. It requires time. So when you grab someone, plenty boys are coming. Watch out for the ones that are doing the show. They are there. Or as it's come to visit, he has come with pizza and Hollandia. and Jack so Oba. Wow, surprise Oba wan fashion Oba. Sa Oba osi. Osi na unu shi wa mu serve me. Wan fashion Oba yen serve. Wan fashion Oba yen serve. Hey. There are those that come and visit when they are going. Oh, you scan a bare 1,000. Oh. Something small to cushion you. This one is for transport. For water. I don't want to tell you that story. I read a certain story on Facebook. I said, hey, some guys, mon dear, you are disgracing the Ghana Association of Brothers. Broke boys, no show. No show. Christmas, we're here. You, these boys, no show for the girls. No show. Have you received any present from anybody in this Christmas? Yima, no show. Look at your shoe. Look at your shoe. Like Obi Nim shoe. No, no show. Let me finish my preaching and go and sleep. Work is supervised or unsupervised. There are people that they supervise. There are some work that they are supervised. Yeah. Now, if you work at a place and you have a supervisor, if your parents come and say, oh, man, I'm a supervisor, and you say, I'm Mr. Supervisor, anybody who has a supervisor, the person is not being paid well. They use some of your money to pay the supervisor. The person must supervise you to work. It means that you are not a serious person. Those of you in secondary school, you see that when you are going to sweep, there are these seniors who follow you. But they are not sure of the sweeping you are going to sweep. So the senior will go and stand there like this. Hey, go back and sweep this way. It's just what he's a supervisor. If they are paying the two of you, they will pay the one who is supervising you more than the one who is doing the work. Supervisors. Learn to work without a supervisor. As you work for God, learn to work without supervision. And I'm waiting for Rev to tell me before I do it. If you see that the thing is good, do it. I'm waiting for Rev to tell us to invite people before I invite the people. Rev will tell you to bring the people before you bring the people. If God is rewarding you, he will reward the reverend more than he will reward you. Learn to work without supervision. Yeah. Where I work, nobody supervises me. When it's time to work, I go and work and I come and sit in my office. Yeah. Nobody asks me, have you gone to do that? No. Nobody says that. By the grace of God, all of us who work there, nobody supervises. When is your time? You know it's your time to go and work. When your time is finished, you come and sit down. When is time you go? Nobody is saying, hey, come on. Why are you not here? Hey, call him. Hey, no, nobody does that. Nobody does that. I pray that may you become young people who work without supervision. In Jesus' name. This year, may you work for the Lord. I said this year, may your love for working for God increase. In Jesus' name. I said, God is requiring from you an attitude and a mind to work. And may we live our lives and work for him. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and stand to your feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Lift up your hands. Begin to pray and ask God to help you to be somebody who will work for him. Man to rabba. Lift up your hands. Mali dobo shikabra nebre zendebe. Kaba satabra. Male kazebro zalebo shandabaya. Rakato mazimbe beleko zatabra belemande. Rabba dobo shikabra barikebe zendelebe. Maso kabro sebekea. Rabando rokoto brandabaya. Male kazando balibro sidebe indelebe. Rabadorobo siaba kabro sakatabra bariande. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise.
Holy Spirit, give us a mind, give us an attitude, give us the energy, the time, the money to work for you. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.